There's been a pretty big scandal in British politics, which is that all of the right were being spied on by the government.
I'm not surprised, but I didn't actually hear about this.
Yeah, this is sort of the thing that, I mean, if you're a German viewer, you might be like, oh, what is the problem? Because, you know, it's normal. The FD get raided every, you know, couple of years by the secret police, just checking them out, and then they find nothing consistently. So, you know, in places like Germany, of course that's normal. But in Britain, this, I think, is the first time this has happened and been exposed since the war. I mean, during the war, some weird things happened, but, you know, war and that.
Yeah.
So
there's not quite as much of a justification for it.
No. And we'll start off, because we're going to be talking about spying things. I suppose I'll plug something about spying that we did in the book clubs being active measures, which you can just see the disinformation warfare between the United States and the Soviet Union, which is a little bit annoying because I think some of the United States stuff is probably still in the archive. All the Soviet stuff is out. But most of it comes down to, and we'll see this in the spying they've been doing on the British right as well, most of it's kind of retarded. Like, the whole thing's retarded. A huge waste of time.
Well, of course it is, because it's ideologically motivated, isn't it? It's similar to,
it's not even that. It's just dumb ideas. Like, there was the very start of the, I think it's the CIA in Germany versus the KGB. So the CIA are like, you know what we'll do? We'll start publishing articles in Soviet fake magazines telling people and giving people hints that maybe the communism isn't that good. It's like, okay. I don't know what kind of impact you're expecting that to have. They spent hundreds of thousands of US dollars at the time on this, so God knows how much there is today. And then they get circulated all throughout East Germany. You know, some people read it, some people don't. They're putting in, like, fake, what are those things that women believe in? Like the stars.
Horoscopes?
Yeah, they start putting fake versions of those in to try and entice people because no one's reading it. And then the KGB just get, like, bored of, like, they know this is going on, they just don't care. And then eventually they just publish their own version in West Germany. And at the bottom, they have the mailing list of, like, where it was published. And it's just some random, like, apartment in West Germany that's obviously been rented out by the KGB. So it's a very, like, slide way of mocking the CIA. It's like, we know what you're doing, and it's dumb. Mm. Stop.
How could you have propagandistic horoscopes there? It's just like, you will feel slightly anti-communist today.
Well, the horoscopes were just to entice women. It's
okay.
My point being that a lot of it's dumb. And this was also dumb. That doesn't make it any less sinister. It still is. And your point about the ideological aspects is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought I had to mention that because it's funny. But we'll go to Big Brother, who have the doc themselves, have released it, which is just, there is the Ministry of Truth document, the secretive government unit spying on your speech. And of course they've...
It's obviously not an actual government document.
It's just a bit of a play around to make it more interesting. But the information in there is completely true. And if you just scroll through just to, I don't know, show people randomly, just stuff in it, I guess, because why not? And basically the big takeaway is that the British government was spying on all of the rightists in the country during COVID.
Hooray.
No leftists were being spied on.
Thanks for spying on me, UK government.
Yeah, great. Thanks, conservatives as well. It's like, oh, a conservative government. What do? We'll spy on all the rightists. Make sure they're not doing anything right-wing. Such as distrusting the government.
What kind of spying were they doing, do you know?
Mostly data collection.
Oh. So
if we go to the Daily Mail article, they have a lot of the deets, and, well, they have their own Peter Hitchens being spied on as well. Army spied on lockdown critics, skeptics, including our own Peter Hitchens, long suspected they were under surveillance, and they're right. Military operatives in the United Kingdom's Information Warfare Brigade were part of a sinister operation that targeted politicians, high-profile journalists, who raised doubts about the official pandemic response.
Oh, I hate being right.
But the big takeaway for me, though, like, I saw the mainstream British right whining about this, you know, the Mail or people in London. And they're all whining about, you know, isn't it wrong with the government spying on people? Yeah, of course it's wrong. I don't know how everyone seemed to miss. Not a single leftist was spied on. Guys...
A lot of the most interesting information is always the lack of certain things, isn't it? The things that are omitted are quite often the points that are the most interesting, and the fact there are no left wingers here might easily be missed, but it's a very important aspect to it, isn't it? Because of course you have people like Piers Corbyn, right? He's not necessarily a right winger, but he was a lockdown skeptic. I wonder if he was spied on.
I don't believe he was mentioned in this one. I haven't seen his name, but yeah, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen any. And that's my more interesting point in my mind is like, your supposedly right-wing government were spying on the public. No, not the public. Like, they were spying on all the right-wingers. I mean, de facto, we got the names, bro. Mm-hmm. They compiled dossiers of public figures such as ex-minister David Davis, Brexiteer, who questioned the modelling behind alarming death toll predictions. So he's like, well, that's clearly wrong.
He's an MP, isn't he?
Yeah.
So they were spying on member of parliament and a member of their own party.
And anyone who dissented was collected on, as well as journalists such as Peter Hitchens and Toby Young was also being spied on.
Unbelievable.
What do you expect? The dissenting views were then being reported back to Number 10. They're all collected up. In the document itself, you can see like the individual tweets and whatnot that the government unit was basically compiling. I mean, this is kind of funny because a lot of people assume that spying is all like having sex with women and blowing up cars or something. It's like, no, it's mostly boring data collection and then blackmail.
Some nerd sat in the basement of some government building looking at what websites people are accessing. That's probably what spying is, isn't it?
So most of the data collection in this example is literally them looking at twitter.com. and wasting loads of money on salaries for people to stare at Twitter.com.
It wasn't even like they were infiltrating people's computers. It's just like, yes, we're going to go to Twitter. We're going to look at what they're tweeting. Oh, that's spycraft now, is it?
To be said, this is only because the Freedom of Information requests were taken and given this result, which is, yes, that we were up to this. As to anything that is kept from the public because of the Official Secrets Act, we don't know. So maybe they were doing more.
They probably were.
We can only speak to what is publicly available at this point. So the secretive unit is the MOD's 77th Brigade, which deploys, quote, non-lethal engagement and legitimate non-military levers as means to adapt behaviours of adversaries. British right.
Yeah, that...
Adversaries of the country.
And it's a military unit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the British government used its military, technically, against...
There's no technically about it. Like, these guys are the army.
Against the right wing.
Yeah.
Direct military... to coerce, well, they didn't actually coerce, they just spied, but still.
At this point, all we know is that they were doing data collection on the British right, spying on them, and then sending that data collection to Number 10, so that Number 10 could then craft their narratives to make the British right non-credible.
Yeah. It's one thing to theorise that it's going on, because we did, of course, that this was going on, but then to hear that they did it so clearly and nakedly, unashamedly, is another thing, isn't it?
I mean, imagine now I spoke about this on Joe Rogan, but to get all the final deets is what this is, and it's ridiculous. According to a whistleblower who worked for the brigade during lockdowns, the unit strayed far beyond its remit of targeting foreign powers. The British right, foreign powers, adversaries, as described by the unit itself. Right. They said that British citizens' social media accounts were being scrutinised, a sinister activity that the Ministry of Defence, in public, repeatedly denied doing.
What, the government deny doing something that they're actually doing? That never happens.
But it is important, of course, because even the government knows it was obviously wrong. This isn't some minor thing. This is something the government should not be doing, knew it shouldn't be doing, and knew that it couldn't admit to doing, because it would be, well, criminal, for one. They were doing it. Papers show that outfits were tasked with countering disinformation and harmful narratives from purported experts, with civil servants and artificial intelligence deployed to scrape social media for keywords such as ventilators, etc., that would have been of interest. So this is the main thing. Data collection of those people who are saying don't trust the government, coincidentally happen to be all the British right. Amazing. And, then using that information for what exactly? The information was then used to orchestrate government responses to criticisms of policies such as the stay-at-home order, which police were given power to issue fines and break up gatherings. It also allowed ministers to push social media platforms to remove posts and promote government-approved lines. So there you are. I mean, that's just information control, why the British public were made to be as scared as they were, even though the data is now out. It's demonstrable that I believe that... No, I can't say that on YouTube, can I? Crap. Well, go and look at the data for yourself about how things turned out. And then they'd use that information, so they're deploying the military to gather that information, to then use it to make the British right non-credible in the public's view, even if they're telling the truth. And then...
Which we were.
Also using it to bolster their own BS line, which is something the Communist Party does in Czechoslovakia back in the day. This is the point of it.
This is like Soviet Union... stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not a free country. This is a managed country. So
it is just horrifying and depressing in equal parts, isn't it?
This is what you're up against, just expecting all it. The Army whistleblower said, it's quite obvious that our activities resulted in the monitoring of the UK population, monitoring the social media posts of ordinary scared people. The post did not contain information that was untrue or uncoordinated. It was simply fear. the whistleblower from the 77th Brigade, which uses both regular and reservist troops, said, quote, I developed the impression the government were more interested in protecting their successes of their policies than uncovering any potential foreign interference, and I regret that I was part of it. Frankly, the work I was doing should never have been happening. So, yeah, it was all outside the remit, not legal, shouldn't be done. Was obviously completely just falling on the British right, which again, from the Conservative government, cool. And what were they doing with that information? We're just saying, we're right. Our government policies are right, even if they're demonstrably untrue. And the other aspect there being the censorship, which we'll get to in a minute. The source also suggested that the government was so focused on monitoring critics, it may have actually missed genuinely Chinese-led pro-lockdown campaigns.
I thought it couldn't get more pathetic and ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, there's no technical evidence for that, so I it's just a speculation by the individual.
Mm.
But the idea that wouldn't be coordinated, like the, what was the thing in Russia? The Internet Research Agency.
Mm.
The idea the Chinese don't have their own version.
Of course they do. Come on. Yeah.
Peter Hitchens said, on January 25th, 2021, YouTube posted a version of a conversation I had with Mike Graham on Talk Radio. Not true. Talk Radio posted it, but okay. But 75 seconds of the original broadcast were missing. A few weeks before, YouTube had suspended the entire Talk Radio station from its output. The ban was ended after a major public fuss. I have never really got to the bottom of what happened to my censored words, but I can think that someone deliberately cut them because they did not like the opinions I was expressing. And this is where we get to the censorship aspect, because it's not just data collection, which is sinister and wrong in and of its own. It's not just then using that to gaslight the public and lie to them, which is getting wrong and sinister. It's then the active censorship. So the government, the British government, were actively talking to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and telling them, take this down, take this individual down. The people who would delete it, it may well have been the government that did it to you. So when we whine about the restrictions on our speech on this channel, for example, around COVID, part of the reason those guidelines are as bad as they are is because of national governments. It's not even YouTube's fault. I mean, we have seen this with the Twitter leaks in America. The Biden administration was literally saying, here's a list of people we want taken down. And Instagram wrote back, Facebook, saying, yeah, okay, we'll do it.
It's like we've been copying North Korea's homework, isn't it? What?
Well, it's worse because there's the veneer of, trust me, it's totally free, bro. And at the same time, the state censors you and then tries to pretend it never happened. And the more annoying thing is when this gets publicly available, people aren't that outrageous. They know it's really bad, guys.
Yeah, this is horrifying.
We'll go to some of the people who were censored. So Richard Tice was on surveillance. There you are. Known terrorist, Richard Tice. Yeah, probably not. Julie Hartley Brewer, also, I don't know, member of National Action, maybe? I don't know. No. She was like, these numbers don't add up. She was looking at mathematics, and that made her worthy of being spied on.
Your right. Mathematics, illegal.
Yeah. If we go to Big Brother, because the organization that published all this and do great work, and I'm a big fan of theirs, one of them went on Russell Brand's show to talk about all this, and I thought I can't explain it better than they can in their own words, so let's play that clip.
This is bigger because it's not the intelligence agencies, it's a government policy unit that set up secretive cells within those units that are answerable to no one, and they're not just spying on MPs, they're spying on academics, members of the public, campaigners. It's
what, was they
huge.
Spying on you because you went campaigners?
Yeah.
Was it you?
Yeah. I had pages and pages of stuff and nothing, I'm pleased to say, absolutely nothing that was recorded about me was inaccurate. That's there was brilliant. No misinformation in there.
So in a sense, it was completely illegitimate intrusion by the government in a manner that is not explicit or democratically sanctioned.
Mm. Now, one of the people who's in these reports is Carl Hennigan, Professor Carl Hennigan. He's from Oxford University. He's from the Centre for Evidence-Based Medicine at Oxford University. Now, putting someone like that in a disinformation report, he's the person that should be speaking to the government about what the hell to do.
They've gone too far.
And he did also have... articles marked as false on Facebook. He was
that were not false, I bet.
That it was a study that he had written, a peer-reviewed study. Then he had his Twitter account was suspended for a while.
Do you imagine that every government in the world, Silky, is engaged in operations of this nature, or significant governments at least?
I mean, I think if we have such blasé attitudes towards important terms like misinformation and disinformation, then it's inevitable, because all governments will always try to extend their power. To have power over what people can say and what people can read and hear is the most extraordinary power imaginable. That's why we called our report Ministry of Truth. It is like the Orwellian idea of the Ministry of Truth. It's information control on a mass scale. So, yeah, I think we've seen from the Twitter files that the US government was involved in similar things. We have to have a proper conversation about misinformation. You know, misinformation at the moment is basically this vague, nebulous, wrong information category that in the hands of government will mean information that's not flattering to them, information that's not convenient to them, information that opposes their policies.
Gonna put a bit up.
Very true, yeah. Well, it's a shame that Russell Brand was dressed like someone's gran, but...
You know, he has his fashion sense. Probably none, but I can't talk. But I just love the point there that you mentioned. There was one guy who's done a peer-reviewed study, and then the government comes in and goes, source? Untrue? I mean, I love the idea that Galileo... actually is Galileo coming out and saying, we don't... You know, sun doesn't orbit us, we orbit the sun. The church just goes, no. Idiot. So, I've proved it. No. I've done my peer-reviewed study to evidence-based medicine, says University of Oxford professor. Shut up. We have real experts, unlike guys. Like, how much establishment do you need to be? I'm at the evidence-based medicine center at Oxford University. Clearly a foreign power. Like, it's just comical. Anyway, and I would have thought that anyone decent, well, it's true that anyone decent is actually on the position of that this is awful and needs to be destroyed. However, Tony Blair, his political secretary, his ex-political secretary, decided to go on GB News and was invited to talk about this. And everyone was shocked at just how no shame they have about any of this. And if you want an individual who is, I'm just going to say, corrupted to the core, the kind of person who thinks that, well, I was in government and everyone was good, so everything government does is good. Yeah, that kind of guy.
The Blairite,
yeah,
more or less.
We have his response, which is unbelievable. And I have to play it because everyone has to see this. Let's play that.
Lots of bizarre stuff going on, John. Social media accounts being watched, you know, dossiers compiled and all the rest of it. This 77th Brigade, so it's called Brigade, apparently involved
doing
as well.
Doing their job, defending our country.
Defending
the
our country.
77 Brigade, 77 Brigade are on the front line of cyber warfare. They're fighting disinformation, which we know the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians are all around getting disinformation spread, and they will use any way to do that. And they will use British citizens to spread disinformation. We have to have security services to keep an eye on British people, because some British people are not patriotic, some British people undermine our country, some British people should be being watched by the police, the spooks, by 77 Brigade. And this attack by Big Brother Watch on our boys, and men and women, who are fighting on the front line against the Russians and their disinformation campaign, I think it's outrageous.
Richard Tice, a Chinese-British unpatriotic spy.
He said some British people are not patriotic, and I say some British people should be tried at The Hague for certain crimes of the war variety.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I just can't get over it. That's how they actually view us in the situation. It's just like, no, you're all unpatriotic Chinese spies. Yeah, you have to go. I mean, you just have to go. I mean, academic agent is right. Well, then, Soph, we're just mentioning that some MPs are also part of the 77th Brigade, specifically over here, Tobias Elwood, the endless I want more war MP, who is, you know, it's a very flattering idea, but, well, you know, more war equals more good. I mean, I agree from a JREG perspective, but apart from that, no. it's just, no, nonsense. And as you can see, he's part of that. Also, I checked out their website, and if you want to apply, you can. I don't know. Someone wants to play the long game. For jokes.
All right, thanks.
They're just going
to
read.
Pay me to spy on myself.
Yeah, I'm going to read. Oh, it would be funny, wouldn't it? I found a terrorist, Captain. Ah, who is it? Good job. You're getting a promotion. It's me. Anyway, their description of what skills you need: influencer, an individual whose expertise is in activities that contribute to changing or maintaining of others' attitudes or behaviors.
So right. They're looking for people who looked for
propaganda.
Attention on the internet.
Yeah, well, they're
influencers.
They're using the word there, but the real meat being the description, which is that they want to maintain or change people's behaviors. And this wouldn't be that bad if they were only focusing on the foreigners, because, like, what do I care? But they're not. They're focusing on us. So, in case you ever wonder why everyone suddenly believes something in society, it's because these guys are literally working with the state to make that happen. Every time. Regardless of how actually moral the case in which the government is proposing is, the fact that all of a sudden everyone in your community, everyone in the neighborhood is putting up flags to the new thing, this is why. Literally state power. Civil affairs, an individual who can provide an effective link and enhance relationships between the military forces and civilian authorities. Just in black and white, yeah, we are using it against the public. And media, an individual whose expertise in design, production, or delivery of message, story, or imagery. So those PSYOP e-girls. Anyway, that's just something I think everyone should know about, and they just have no shame, apparently. The Tony Blair executive there, who I can't believe is even a part of polite society. Never mind in charge of it. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium podcast, this one on how MLK is not a conservative hero. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.